This content is AI-generated for informational purposes only and should not be directly used for clinical decision-making.
Hello and welcome back to the Neurosurgery Hub podcast. I'm Dr. Aris, a senior attending in neurosurgical oncology.
And I'm Dr. Alara, a research fellow. Today, we're looking at a fascinating new study from the journal Breast, published in 2026, titled Impact of Trastuzumab Deruxtecan, or TDXD, and Brain Stereotactic Radiosurgery on Intracranial Control and Radionecrosis Risk in HER2-positive or low breast cancer brain metastases.
This is a timely paper, Ilara. For those of us in the OR and the radiosurgery suite, we've seen a real paradigm shift in how we manage HER2-positive breast cancer brain metastases, or BCBM. Historically, these have been very aggressive with a high propensity for CNS dissemination. In fact, the paper notes that about 30% of these patients eventually develop brain metastases in the metastatic setting.
Exactly. And while stereotactic radiosurgery, or SRS, remains a cornerstone of local control, the systemic landscape is changing. We've moved into the era of next-generation antibody drug conjugates, specifically trastuzumab deruxtecan, or TDXT. It's an ADC composed of a HER2-directed antibody linked to a topoisomerase 1 inhibitor payload.
And that's the key distinction. We've had great results with TDXT's intracranial efficacy, but as neurosurgeons, we've been looking at it with a bit of a guilty by association lens. We've been worried about radionecrosis, or RN.
Right, because of the experience with TDM1. The paper points out that TDM1, which carries a microtubule inhibitor payload, is an established risk factor for RN when combined with SRS. Some studies showed significantly higher incidence rates compared to SRS alone. So the question this study asks is, does TDXD carry that same baggage?
It's a critical question because we're seeing more patients receiving TDXD and SRS either concurrently or sequentially. Let's look at the study design. This was a multi-center retrospective analysis. They looked at 113 patients who underwent a total of 461 SRS treatments.
They stratified them into two groups, the TDXD positive group, which was 29 patients and 61 SRS treatments, and the TDXD negative group, which was the larger cohort, 84 patients and 400 treatments. They were looking at radionecrosis-free survival, or RNFS, and intracranial control, which they defined as local failure, distant intracranial metastases, and any intracranial progression.
And the safety results were quite striking, weren't they?
They really were. In the TDXD positive group, they observed zero cases of radionecrosis, not a single one. Compare that to the TDXD negative group, where they had 11 cases. When they ran the statistics, the p-value was 0.028 for the patient-level analysis.
If we look at the treatment-level analysis, meaning per individual lesion treated, the one-year cumulative incidence of RN was 0% for the TDXD positive group versus 4.3% for the TDXD negative group. That's a significant finding, with a p-value of 0.009. Even on multivariate analysis, TDXD positive status was significantly associated with improved radionecrosis-free survival, with a hazard ratio of 0.31.
It's a bit of a relief for the radiation oncology and neurosurgery teams. The paper suggests that TDXD's unique payload mechanism, that topoisomerase 1 inhibitor, and its higher drug-to-antibody ratio might contribute to a different risk profile than what we saw with TDM1.
But safety is only half the story. If it's safe but doesn't work, it doesn't help our patients. What do they find regarding intracranial control?
This is where the therapeutic synergy comes in. The TDXD positive group had significantly better one-year outcomes across the board. For any intracranial progression, it was 40% in the TDXD group versus 76% in the TDXD negative group. That's a massive difference.
And it wasn't just distant control, which you might expect from a systemic agent. It was local control, too. Local failure at 1 year was only 6.6% in the TDXD group compared to 29% in the control group.
And for distant intracranial metastases, it was 40% versus 66%. The p-values for all these efficacy endpoints remain significant on multivariate analysis. It suggests that TDXD isn't just a systemic safety net. It's actually working with the SRS to lock down both the treated site and the rest of the brain.
Let's dive deeper into why this matters for a resident or a practicing surgeon. When we see a patient with HER2-positive or even HER2-low BCBM, and remember, this study included HER2-low patients, which is a growing clinical category, we're often balancing the timing of SRS with systemic therapy.
Exactly. In the past, with T-DM1, there was a lot of hesitation. Surgeons might worry about the inflammatory synergistic effect causing a surge in RN, leading to steroid dependence or the need for a resection of a necrotic mass. But these results suggest that T-DXd plus SRS is a well-tolerated approach.
The authors conclude that this combination demonstrates a favorable safety profile without increasing the risk of radionecrosis. In fact, they go so far as to say it's associated with superior intracranial control, encompassing both local and distant outcomes.
It's worth noting the HER2-low aspect again. TDXD has really changed the game there, and seeing that these brain control benefits extend to that group in the context of SRS is huge.
Now, it's a retrospective study, which always has its limitations, but with 461 SRS treatments, the volume of data is significant. For the residents listening, when you're in tumor board and a patient is on TDXT, you can reference this study to argue that the combination is likely safe from an RN perspective and potentially more effective for local control than SRS alone.
And that local control figure is worth repeating, 6.6% local failure at 1 year. In the world of brain mets, those are impressive numbers. It really highlights the intracranial efficacy mentioned in the introduction.
It also shifts the conversation. Instead of asking, should we hold the ADC during radiation, we might be asking, how can we best timing these together to maximize this synergy?
Definitely. The paper emphasizes that TDXD is distinguished by its unique structural attributes. That topoisomerase 1 inhibitor payload seems to be the key difference compared to the microtubule inhibitors that caused so much trouble with RN in the past.
So the take-home message for our listeners?
TDXD combined with SRS is not associated with an increased risk of radionecrosis. In fact, it's associated with improved intracranial control, decreased local failure, and decreased distant brain failure.
It's a rare win-win in neuro-oncology. Better control and a better safety profile.
For those interested in the full details, including the multivariate models, definitely check out the paper in the March 2026 issue of Breast.
That's all for today's episode of the Neurosurgery Hub podcast. I'm Dr. Aris.
And I'm Dr. Alara. We'll see you next time.